Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, the after show's on. Today's Friday, July the 14th. We've been called out about yesterday's after show.
You should have been.
Can I read you the text?
Go ahead.
And it's worse when, like, you're called out by a friend, right? Like, this is somebody that I like, Eddie Fight.
Oh, man.
He says, listening to yesterday's after show podcast, you and David are butchering Shaggy's lyrics.
What?
He said, that was brutal.
I thought we nailed it.
But he said we sounded, like, not cool. Because I tried to figure it out.
It was funny. I don't know about it. It was cool.
It's like we didn't sound hip.
Well, y'all aren't really going for hip, though, right?
Well, I mean, I guess. I don't know.
I am hip.
I mean, I felt like I was being hip.
Maybe you need to work on it.
Kind of.
Mm-hmm.
So out of all the characters on Friends, am I Ross Geller?
Because
Ross was kind of the unhip one.
Maybe a mixture between Ross and Chandler.
So I'm no Joey.
No.
Not Joey at all. Mm-mm. What's David on there? Casper? Oscar?
Gunther. Gunther.
Him too.
Who are they?
Gunther was the guy that served coffee with Rachel at
Wasn't he kind of weird?
Park.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
He had the awkward crush on the pretty girl.
But isn't he bald? You're more like him.
I don't think I'm like him, though.
I think I'm a mixture of Phoebe, because Phoebe's kind of flaky sometimes, and I have my moments, which y'all know.
More than just one. You have a lot of them.
I have a little bit of all of those.
Of course
women.
You do. Of course you're so much like Rachel.
No, I didn't say that.
Rachel Aniston.
You think you're Monica? Rachel Aniston, I forgot.
Monica has a little bit of OCD and stuff, and I have a little bit of OCD, and then Rachel likes fashion and stuff, and I like it. I'm not saying I'm fashionable, but I like it.
So I was watching. This is funny, man. If I'm sitting at home and I'm trying to find something to watch and I don't want to go to Netflix and I don't want to go to wrestling or something like that, I'll look and see. I'll go through the TV channels. And there's two shows I will go to every time. Seinfeld
and Friends.
Or Friends.
Yep, me too.
So I watched an episode 2 days ago where I guess Rachel needed some of the stuff in her eyes, like the eye drops. And she was scared to do it because every time they go to put the eye drops in, she closed her eyes.
Yeah.
And they tried to hold her down. And there was a point where Monica has Rachel pinned to the floor. And she's holding her down with the like solution in her mouth or something like that. And Rachel's like, if the guys walked in right now, they would so pay anything to watch us do
right,
this.
Right, exactly.
That's funny.
But that's a funny thing. Are those the two shows you stop on too?
Mm-hmm.
Because they're always on.
Yep.
It's like, oh, there's nothing else on.
I don't think I've ever sat down and watched an entire episode of Seinfeld.
Is it because it looks older to you?
No.
Because it's really funny.
I just never... I've never been a big sitcom person.
Oh, you're so serious.
No. Like, I love The Office. That's one of my favorite
shows.
That's
a sitcom.
Yeah.
It's not really a sitcom. It's more like a docu-comedy. There's a docu-com. That's actually...
You think that's a real show? You think there's a real people?
No. It's like a mocking... It's
a mockumentary.
Yeah. That's
a mockumentary.
That's more of like...
It's not. It's a sitcom.
It's not a sitcom.
Why don't you look it up?
Brandon, that is not a sitcom.
That is a complete sitcom.
Google what kind of show is The Office.
I'll look it up, but it's not a sitcom. What kind of show is The Office?
I'm amazed that you don't think that's a sitcom.
It's not a sitcom.
It's situational comedy. That's what a sitcom is. Do you know that?
It's not really like a sitcom,
What
though.
Does it say?
A mockumentary, like you said.
It's not really that, though.
It's not a sitcom.
It's a sit. Kelly.
You sit and...
You calm.
Is The Office a sitcom?
Yes. It is.
I don't see anything like that. I don't see the word sitcom anywhere.
You know what?
Search.
You're crazy. Because here's what you do. You're trying to make sure it doesn't show up.
No, I looked up, is The Office a sitcom? And it's not a sitcom.
What does it say?
It's a mockumentary.
Does it say, no, it's not a sitcom?
No, there's nothing that says that.
100 best TV sitcoms, The Office.
Hmm.
That's not even true.
It's not one of the best?
Show me.
Why would I have to show you?
You didn't even find it. Now you're looking something else up. You're trying
I'm
to find something on Reddit that says it's a sitcom.
I'm
Someone
done.
Arguing your point.
Here's what I think we should do. Instead of arguing, let's team up.
Okay.
And tell Eddie Fight to go away. As a matter of fact, I've blocked him from our podcast.
Did you?
He's the only person blocked from being able to download our podcast.
Are you saying this is like a swiper, no swiping thing where we say, Eddie, go away.
Yes.
Eddie, go away.
So you're swiping left?
No, that's
Eddie?
Tinder.
Oh.
Where did you get
You said you're swiping.
He's on Dora.
Swiper, no swiping. Come on, you watched Dora, right?
Not really.
My sister loved it.
Who was the boy? The
Diego.
Monkey. There was a monkey.
So you knew it.
I know Diego.
Why do you know Diego?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know Dora.
I just remember Diego.
All right. She had a crush on Diego when she was younger. All right. So let me go ahead and play the song that Eddie said we sounded very uncool singing.
But she got me on the counter.
It wasn't me.
Saw me kissing on the sofa.
It wasn't me.
I even had her in the shower.
It wasn't me.
She even caught me on camera.
It wasn't me.
So I was trying to find, that's one of the greatest rap songs of all time. So I was going through my list of my other favorite rap songs. Like, you know, I'm talking about the rap that makes me feel like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like some DMX.
Who?
DMX?
Uh-huh. I was a fan of his. He was one of my favorites.
Yeah. I love DMX.
666 Mafia.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
3-6 Mafia.
Juicy J.
I have all of their cassettes.
Cassettes.
I do, yeah. Okay. And their singles, too.
Cool.
I downloaded them off Napster at one point, too.
Napster and BearShare.
And LimeWire.
All of that.
Woo!
Is this still true that's where you got most of your adult movies?
It's completely 100% true.
Bam!
I never downloaded an adult movie off of those websites.
They're just skits.
Look at his... Yes, they're adult skits. They're mockumentaries.
Yeah, not a sitcom.
All right, so I think really, like, out of all the rap songs, and there's lots of great rap songs, especially today, you know, because I mean, I'm really up on rap. Here's one of my favorite ones of all. Stop making me. My
rap game is real strong.
You're pigeonholing me is not understanding it. This is one of my favorite ones.
I'm stepping tall, y'all, and just like Humpty Dumpty, you're gonna
this is a good rap.
He's dancing.
Me. I like the rhyme. I like my beats
it's funky.
I'm spunky. I like
my oatmeal lumpy. I'm sick with this. Straight gangster Mac. See?
Sometimes I get with it.
I'll eat up all your crackers and your licorice.
Hey, yo,
fat girl.
Come here.
Are you ticklish? Yeah,
I called you fat.
Look at me. I'm skinny.
It doesn't stop me from getting busy. I'm a freak. I like the girls with the boom.
I once got busy in a Burger King bathroom.
I'm sick with this.
Y'all don't even know.
I don't even know. See what Eddie fight? Happened.
Here.
I said his name.
David, I sent you the lyrics a minute ago.
Oh, you did?
Let's go back in and let's show Eddie that we're hip. You want to join in?
Yeah.
All right.
So what are we going line by line here? Or
yeah, we'll
do
that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to do some background stuff.
Maybe we go two lines at a time. Yeah, it's two lines at a time.
Okay.
That's how rhymes go. Unlike your poem you did like the first week that was freaking awful.
Whatever. It was a haiku.
It was a, yeah, whatever you said. It was a limerick or a Lyme disease or something. I don't know what the hell he was talking
about. Lyme disease?
That was an oxymoron.
He is a moron.
I knew that was coming.
All right, ready? Who's going to start?
I can start.
All right, go.
All right, stop what you're doing, because I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you used to.
You're too hard for that.
Yeah, I'm too DMX.
This is not hard.
So how hard do I need to get?
Stop what you're doing, because I'm about to ruin.
Oh, okay.
What are you doing, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
That's how he does it.
So, all right, go again. So like Will Smith, all right. All right, stop what you're doing, because I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you used to.
This makes you want to jump off a cliff.
It makes me want to, too, because it's
I don't know the cadence of this song. I've only listened to it one
time. Here's what it sounds like. Like, so you can't read past three words at a time.
Because I'm about to ruin
the image and the style that you used to.
Okay, now you go.
I look funny, but yo, I'm making money, see? So whole world, I hope you're ready for me. You gather round. I'm the new fool in town.
So stupid.
And the sound's laid down by my underground. And I drink up all the Hennessy you got on your shelf. So just let me introduce myself. Are you laughing? Stop it.
You're really getting into it.
Do the next part then.
Okay. You want me to do it or you want to do this?
I don't have the music.
She can see it.
Go ahead.
My name is Humpty, pronounced with an umpty. Yo, ladies, how I like to hump thee. And all the rappers in the top 10, please allow me to bump thee. I'm stepping tall, y'all. I'm just like Humpty Dumpty.
I only read two words at a time. You're going to fall when the stereos pump me. I like to rhyme. I like my beats funky. I'm spunky. I like my oatmeal lumpy. I'm sick with this. Straight gangsta Mac. Yeah. Sometimes I get ridiculous. I eat up all your catfish. Son of a bitch.
That too.
I eat up all your catfish and your licorice. Hey, yo, fat girl, come here. You ticklish? Yeah, I called you fat. Look at me, I'm skinny. It never stopped me from getting busy. I'm a freak. I like the girls with the boom. I once got busy in a Burger King bathroom.
I'm crazy. Allow me to amaze thee. They say I'm ugly, but it don't faze me. I'm still getting in the girls' pants, and I even got my own dance.
He can only read three words at a time in that cadence. And I even got my own. Turn it off.
Can we play that song just so I can understand what you're talking about?
She just took out her phone. She's quit banned.
Quit filming us.
Just like Eddie Fight's banned from the podcast, You're banned from this. Get out of here. Son of a. All right, here we go.
The Humpty Dance. Let's hear it.
This is the most this has been played on radio in forever. And this is.
You remember the dance? How he'd go like this and he'd go like this?
No. You want to do it?
I mean, no one can see me, so sure.
All right. David, you want to do it with us?
No, I'll pass on doing it this time.
Here we go. Get your cadence here. Ready? You have the lyrics.
Okay.
Are we all going to go?
Yeah.
I stop what you're doing, because I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you're used to. I look funny, but yo, I'm making money. See your whole world up with me around. I'm new fool in town, and my sound's laid down by the underground. I drink all the Hennessy you got on your shelf, so I just introduce myself. My name is Humpty, pronounced with an umpty. Yo, ladies, how I like to bump. Oh,
what?
I messed that up. I said something different.
Yeah, we know.
I think I said dump the.
I think you said the F word.
No, I didn't.
He said the F word.
I did not say the F word.
You said that.
I think I said
dump. Oh, how you like to.
I think funk. I said. I think how I like to dump the.
Dump the.
That's even worse. Hey, I was going pretty good there for a second.
It was pretty good.
Yeah, I got my rap game down strong.
You think we've redeemed ourselves?
Totally.
Yeah. Tell Eddie that I got some rap game.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy.
Hop on this.
Burr, 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 burr.
Oh, where's my horn?
I don't know. Get the if they horn. Do the horns
Yo, I'm
anymore.
Taking my horn out. Here
Pulling
goes.
Out the horn.
Kelly, here comes my horn.
Yo, what up, yo?
All right, here we go. Can you give me a sick rap? If I give you a beat, I want you just to freestyle.
I don't know. I'm not. No.
Nope, you're going to freestyle.
I'm leaving.
Nope. Just give me a, give
I don't
it a
know
shot.
What to freestyle about.
Do the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of
the
Allegiance?
The Pledge of Allegiance. That's.
You can rap the Pledge of Allegiance.
All right, you can do that. Or Hickory Dickory Dock. Is it
oh,
duck or
not
dock?
Even know.
It's Dock.
Hickory Dickory Dock?
The mouse went up the clock. The clock struck one and...
Be careful.
No, no, no.
What about the Itsy Bitsy Spider?
Oh. The Itsy Bitsy Spider.
That stupid spider, y'all.
It Let me scared about this spider, me. Yo.
All right, so you've done Big Perm on the show. That's David's rap alter ego.
Yeah, I'm not much of a freest.
Oh, my God, he's still playing. Will somebody stop Digital Underground? Let me turn that off. Okay, hang on. Ready?
I don't know what to freestyle about.
Son of a... Why will he not stop?
You can't stop him.
He won't stop.
The Humpty Dance can't stop.
All right, I'm not going to worry about it. Okay, so give him a subject.
Food.
Food.
No, wait. I want to do... I got this. Here we go.
You got something?
Yeah.
All right,
I got at least
go.
Four lines in my head.
I need eight.
Eight? Yo, 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 what up? Big Perm in the house. What happening,
Freestyling.
Yo?
Freestyling.
Freestyling.
Straight out of Wiener, yo. Here we is. What it be? Big Perm.
What do you do?
He's embarrassed. He wishes he could take it back. Look at him. He's my nervous.
My name's Big Dave. I got it made. You hear me on the radio, and your mother's a big fat. Oh! Was that the worst freestyle ever?
Kelly, go. You're going to be better.
Yeah, you got a freestyle now. After what I just went through.
Rap about David.
She's thinking.
His name is Davey, and he likes to say he loves fruity pebbles in a major way.
What?
You freestyle.
I don't know.
You go.
Yeah, Brandon. No, he doesn't want to sound silly like we do. No, so he won't do it.
The music just stopped.
Oh, just
yeah, the music
died.
just happened to stop.
What's that song? Oh. It's the day the music. It's American Pie.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Y'all don't know that song?
Yes.
Bye, Miss American Pie. Roll my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry.
Them good old boys sinking whiskey.
Sinking whiskey.
I did not.
You said the F word a minute ago.
Boys drinking whiskey and rye.
Singing,
right?
This will be the day that I die.
What's rye?
It's bread.
Drinking whiskey and rye.
It doesn't make any sense. Drinking whiskey and bread. Mm-hmm. I've never tried to drink bread before.
I thought rye was like a drink.
Is it?
It's oat.
I'm drinking whiskey and oat. It doesn't sound as good. Okay, so Kelly's son, Kurt.
Oh, gosh.
Shout out to Kurt.
Yep.
Hang on. I want to say something about him just because I think it's cool. I've known Kurt since he was a little kid. Like, mm-hmm. How old?
Like probably three.
Three or something like that. Just like our friend Humpty. He's a baller.
He's a baller.
Shot caller.
He wish he was a little bit taller.
I wish I was a baller.
Make
I wish
the
I had
rap game stop.
A girl who looked good, I would call her.
Yeah. Was that Skilo or something like that? How do you spell that? Your son will have never heard that song before.
S-K-E-E.
I don't even have it. I have Skeeter Davis.
Skeeter Davis? Who's that?
He's one of my favorites. I have his own.
So
your son.
Yeah. I picked him up from, they have, basketball workouts. At this gym, and he gets in the car, and I was asking him what all they did, and he was like, "Mom." So we went into the dressing room to get a drink, wash their face off or something, and he goes, "There's these older people in there, like older men that don't wear towels," and he goes, "They just don't care."
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of looked at me and started giggling, and I was like, "Well, what's so funny?" I'm like, "You have what they have," and he goes, "No, Mom, I don't." And I was like, what do you mean? And he was like, Mom, like, am I going to look like that when I get their age?
Oh, my God.
What does he mean? Like,
he means what you think he means.
I don't, like.
Like
hair?
Nope.
Oh, my God.
I meant like hair on top of his head, like balding, you know?
No, that's not what he meant.
Or like a hairy back?
No, that's not what he meant.
What's he talking about?
He meant,
Just say it. It's the after show.
What is it?
Right. Well,
people expect us to say stuff like that.
You know, I mean, as we get older, gravity, does things to body parts, right? Yeah. So men.
That's what I was hoping for.
Right. Have certain body parts, and as they get older, in their 70s, 80s.
Oh, not that body part. No, no, no.
Get lower.
The Spaldings.
Spaldings.
The coconuts.
Coconuts.
The grapefruits. The family jewels.
Yeah.
The Bizalls.
Yeah.
Oh.
So he's realized that the elasticity of the Bizalls is different.
Yeah. And so it just made me giggle. And he was like, he could not get over how they just don't care.
No, and they don't. Because I went into a gym here before, and I went into the sauna.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
And like, dudes, I went in there with shorts and underwear and everything, right? Yeah. And there were dudes in there. They were just having a conversation. Like it was perfectly normal just to be sitting down across from somebody new.
Sprawled out.
Yeah, and they're sweating and they've worked out and they're talking about like family and stuff like that. And I get like, for your uncle, that's good. But these people aren't nudists at these places, I don't think.
Right, right.
Maybe they are like just.
And it's the only place they can actually have that.
They can do
feeling.
That.
It's, yeah,
I don't know,
I don't
but
get
it was
it.
Funny for my kid to notice that and.
No, it is. It's weird. It's awkward. Yeah. I hated the whole gym experience.
But imagine a bunch of eighth grade boys going into a locker room and seeing that together and them.
But they're cracking
up. He said that they lost it. And there's a couple of them that are a little bit more verbal than Kurt is. And there's just no telling,
Did you guys like the gym experience? Did you have to do the full change? Because when I was in school, we did full change.
No, I never got naked in front of anyone.
We didn't have to do the show. Like our PE when I was like in junior high, it was only like a 45-50 minute class. So we did have to change, but we didn't have time to take showers. You know what I'm saying?
We had showers at one point, and they wanted to make you shower.
I wouldn't have.
Well, guys stink different though.
Some people do.
But no, I hated. I hated changing in front of other girls.
I hated it too. Golly, why did you hate it?
Well, because I was a later bloomer. So like 7th, 8th, and 9th grade, like, you know, you're in there changing with girls that look like they're 25 years old. And I did not look like that. And I was completely like mortified.
I was too.
Like, hey, Kelly, when are you going to start puberty?
Right. Like, I didn't want to go to the shower. Like, because they like legitimately, and I don't think you can even do this anymore. They made us shower.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now you could shower in your shorts, but pretty much if you showered in your shorts,
you're going to get made fun of.
Yeah. Because then there's going to be some people who are the more proud of the bunch.
Right.
You know, those people.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I wasn't one of those
people.
Don't
look at me.
Heck, I ain't proud now. I turn the lights off when I get out of the shower.
Right, right.
I don't even want to see.
Oh, man.
But I loved PE. So, I mean, I ended up becoming a PE teacher, but I didn't like
I wanted to skip it because of the showers.
I can totally get that.
And I think it's even different. Maybe it's not. I guess I'm speaking because I'm a boy. But, you know, I guess girls do the same thing with with their top.
We do.
You guys worry about that? And the boys worry about the bottom part. And David's just going to awkwardly giggle.
Well, I never got naked in front of another guy. I've never done that before.
Ever?
No.
You've never been in the shower with another guy before?
No. What the heck? You make it sound wonder like
he feels so good about himself.
He doesn't even know any different.
Great.
So Kurt's also excited because Malik Monk's going to be doing a deal this weekend. If you're hearing this before July 15th at like noon, Malik Monk's going to be doing a deal at Bear Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.
Yeah.
And he actually, he played for Kentucky, and Kurt's a big Kentucky fan. His dad grew up in Kentucky, so they've been big Kentucky fans for a long time. So he's got a Kentucky hat that he got for Christmas, and he's extremely excited about getting to meet Malik and get his hat signed.
What school did he go to?
Who, Malik?
Yeah, what, like high school?
Oh, he went to Lepanto. He lived in Lepanto, so I guess that would be EPC.
Okay.
He went over there, but then he transferred to a school in Northwest Arkansas.
Bentonville?
Yeah, somewhere in that area. I'm not 100% sure on that. But then he went from Northwest Arkansas to Kentucky, and now he's going to the NBA after 1 year.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, so he got drafted in the first round by the Charlotte Hornets.
So is that the one that Michael Jordan was involved with? Was he?
Yeah, I think he's.
I thought he was the Wizards.
No, he's been involved. I think he bought the Charlotte Hornets.
At one point, like back in the day?
No, I think he still owns them now.
Oh, that's cool.
I even heard stories of even like him a couple of years ago would play one-on-one with some of the current players, and he would beat them.
Yep.
Really?
And you're talking like he's probably in his, how old? Let me look up how old Michael
I bet he's in his upper 40s, if 60s. Not 50. No, he's not.
60s. He's not in his 60s.
He's not in
his 60s.
I'm going to guess 52.
He's 54.
I was close.
Yeah, so he was basically like in his 50s beating guys one-on-one who were in their
20s. That's crazy.
In the prime of their career.
I bow down.
So, yeah, he's I imagine you would. No, he's good. But the cool thing about Malik, like this whole deal, and this is why we've chosen the wrong profession. Essentially,
we should have been basketball players.
We should have been, yes, basketball. I should have played in the NBA because I had every opportunity for that.
Well, NBA contracts are going way up right now, too. So I'm looking up rookie contracts. So basically, Malik Monk was drafted 13th. He's going to make $2.18 million this year.
I'm going to ask him tomorrow if I can borrow some money.
No joke, man.
So this
But they're giving him a Jeep, a tricked out 4x4 with all the bells and whistles and all that stuff, which is pretty cool. And he's going to be out there to do autographs and sign pictures and take pictures and stuff like that. So Kelly's going. I know her son's going.
I plan on going out there just to have the photo op and opportunity to meet an NBA player.
How tall is he? Does it say?
I think he's like 6'4", 6'5".
See if he'll rap with you. Tell him you know rap.
I don't think I'm going to do that. No, I think I'm going to have to pass.
Some of you are a big rapper.
He's 6'3". He was born in 1998.
Dang, that's
so
crazy.
I'm actually 5 years older than he is.
So I was hit on. I say hit on.
You've really talked about that a lot today.
No, but I'm proud of it.
Do you want me to start telling you look good to make you feel better?
It's not the same because you know me.
Yeah, that's right.
Because I would think you're just trying to pacify me and appease me. But I was somewhere where somebody said, like, anybody ever tell you you're good looking or something like that? Well, I can't remember exactly how it was. I remembered it better this morning at like 6 o'clock. But it was like one of those moments where I'm like, what? Somebody else has said something nice about me and it's not my wife?
Right.
Or my mother?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Were you like for the win or were you like, oh man?
I was embarrassed, Brandon, 14 years old, didn't know what to do, didn't know where to look.
But it made you happy, but of course you're embarrassed, but it probably made you feel good.
But why do I get embarrassed still?
It's just how you are. It's how you're made.
I'm like that too, though. But
how are people like, does everybody have that feeling and maybe they just don't admit it? Or do some people go like, oh yeah, I know. Essentially,
I think everyone has a different personality and it's all different for everybody. I think there's some people that are like, I know. And then there's some people that are like, oh my gosh, I haven't been complimented forever. And if I want to hug your neck because that made me feel so good. And like,
yeah, it was nice.
Yeah.
And it was just like, and it wasn't even like flirtatious. It was just a nice,
yeah,
saying nice things to people.
Mm-hmm.
So should I go around saying, hey, you look good?
I think it's different if a guy says it.
Is it weird if a guy says it?
I think it is.
Like if I went up to the other building we have to a female coworker of mine and said, hey, you look good.
Well, pick somebody that doesn't even work here.
Okay. So I go out to the grocery store and I say, hey, you look good.
Yeah, you can't. Guys can't do it.
Now, what if it's
girls more, really don't do that either, though, do they? Like people they don't know.
No.
But what if it's like, I think it's all about tone. Because I think if I said, you look really nice today, it's different.
Like if David, like, if you said that to me just like that, I'd be like, "Oh, David,
you're never nice to me, right?
You're never nice to me." But if he was like, "Hey, you look good today," I'd like, be like, "Ooh."
If I'm like, "Damn, it's girl, totally you different." Look fine.
Yeah, you can't do
I'd
that.
I'd be like, "David,
you can't do that." Maybe you should say it more like this.
You look good.
So fresh, so fine.
You look good.
Got everybody watching you like cameras in Hollywood.
Baby, you look good.
All right, give me that line. Like you see somebody at the grocery store and maybe you've crossed paths a couple times and maybe you don't know how to interact with the person inside the store.
Hang on, I'll be that. You want me to be that person?
Be the girl.
Wait, have we ever met?
Yeah, you've met once.
Okay, well, okay. I'm in the produce section, and I'm looking at the melons.
Oh, yes. And he's, of course, going to be looking at the melons as well.
Here we go. I'm like, ooh, baby, you got some nice melons there. You look good.
He'd go to jail for that.
Thanks.
No, I'd probably
I'd probably create the melon would become the dodgeball, and I would throw
Bam!
It at him.
I could see you being, okay, I could see you being like that. Like if somebody were to compliment you, like, and you would be, no matter how much you want to try to pretend like you're not, it would make you a little bit uncomfortable and you would turn it into a joke.
No, I would completely turn it into a joke. No doubt.
Like you would point out whatever flaw you had that day.
Well, probably not
well,
that.
You must not.
Oh. No, I've gotten better because I really have. Like, I don't like it when girls are complimented and they're like, oh no, I look fat. Like, I don't. Girls have got to do better at taking compliments. And I'm talking to myself, too. So, like, when Joey, my husband, or somebody tries to compliment me, I really do say, thank you so much. It really makes me feel good. Instead of being like, oh, you know, instead of, like, disregarding it.
I do it, too, though.
But I really have gotten better at that, even though I really don't mean it. I'm really wanting to go, no, you really don't mean that. Let me show you what all's wrong.
Just fake it.
Yeah. But I really have tried to do that. Because it's annoying when people do that.
I probably should be better at that too, because I never, and my wife doesn't take the compliments either.
Just take it, because we're all getting older.
Like if I want to give it, just take it. I mean, it's important to be able to be able to compliment people.
I agree with that.
I agree.
I love to give it and then for someone else to take it and just take it in the best way possible.
Y'all are weird.
What? Like if I said, Brandon, you look
Why
nice
does
today?
Every time he say something, it turns...
Well...
look at him. Now he's going to be offended.
No, I'm just saying like, Brandon, you look nice today.
We'd immediately start laughing if he said that to you.
We can't compliment each other no. like that.
Is it weird for guys to compliment other guys as opposed to girls compliment? Because girls do that all the time.
But like, us.
You look so cute.
It's us.
But, you look so cute. Oh like my God, I love your
I'm
shirt.
I'm beautiful. Hey, beautiful.
You look beautiful.
And then they hate each other.
Yeah.
But they absolutely hate each other.
Bitch. Okay, so let's say.
No, that's what it is. Did you see what she was wearing? Oh.
Exactly. But
that's how they think. Girls are weird like
girls are mean, I'm telling you.
Hey, pretty. You know, you're like, you hate her.
I don't even like her.
That's what it is. It's like, it's almost like you're...
She thinks she looks so cute in this picture.
She's
like,
ugly. I don't know.
I'm just liking it just to be nice.
Mm-hmm. God, there's the truth.
But last night, my roommate was trying on this tux because he's going to be in a wedding next weekend.
Right.
And I was like, you look good.
I think that's okay.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I think it's good.
But if I said, looking good.
It doesn't matter. If weird. You two said it, it doesn't matter. I'm going to laugh regardless.
That's it. It's a thing with me and Dave.
Yes.
Okay. I get that.
Because we think it's a loaded something. Because
I can definitely see like my husband come up to you and be like, hey man, you're looking good. And it wouldn't even bother me. Like I wouldn't look at Joey and be like, you're weird.
But if I walked in and said, hey man, you look good today, you would think something else was about to happen.
Immediately laugh and wait for the punchline.
Right.
Usually Brandon walks in and gives me a side eye anyway.
Well, he gives both of us side eyes.
Yeah, especially today with Kelly.
Because I have on my bralette. I wore it on purpose
and
for y'all.
And the shoulders are out.
Dave and I, we were talking earlier. We don't really know what they look like.
My bralette?
David, do you know what they look like?
No, and y'all will never know what they look like.
Son of a...
This is so weird.
What are you trying to get at with that?
Do you really, like legit, do you know what they look like?
The bralettes, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, I really don't. I mean, obviously we see the part that we're
supposed
literally, to see.
They're literally like sports bras, but they're lacy. Okay. Yeah.
So I know what they look like then.
Okay, cool.
So like your girlfriend's back in town?
They don't have padding.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, they don't have padding? Not even thin padding?
Mm-mm.
So it's just lace?
Mm-hmm.
Is that uncomfortable?
So, well, a lot of times I'll wear something else with it.
Okay.
So
does lace feel weird?
I would think it would be.
It's not all day if you're wearing
itchy.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was. Huh.
Well, do you remember when you were younger and you used to try on your mom's panties?
I knew you were gonna say,
Mom, this hurts.
Like that.
It's all got everything all squished up. Oh,
is it still true that there was this one time you put on your mom's thong backwards?
Oh man, that was awkward.
Yeah,
and it still covered everything up.
Is it still true your favorite artist ever is Tiny Tim?
Okay, going back to the topic you just brought up, Rachel is back in town this weekend. Yeah.
What are y'all going to do tonight?
Oh, you know.
Go eat at Tamales.
Planet of the Apes.
No, dude, you don't do tamales on a night where she just gets back. You go eat like lettuce or grass or something.
That's a lot of fiber.
I'm just saying. You don't go to a place that you're going to like gorge yourself on your first day back together.
I don't know.
Right? Kelly, you know what I'm saying.
I asked her.
It's like on an anniversary and you take your wife out to get, you know, like, because I made the mistake before. I'm done talking. Just
you made the mistake?
I'm just...
What kind of mistake did you make? And now, what happened?
Why am I even saying this?
You made the mistake
I want
before.
You to finish your story.
I took her to a place that was very carb heavy.
Okay.
And you know what happens when you eat a lot of carbs? You get full and you get tired.
You just want to go to sleep.
That's exactly right. You need to go to a place.
So you're saying date night backfired.
All the way. And any, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Keep talking.
So
there's more you
I'm
want
just
to
giving
say.
Advice to David.
Okay.
My friend David.
No Mexican food.
No. No carbs.
Yeah.
But I've already promised her tamales and I'm looking forward
Take her
to
for
it.
Lunch.
Well, she can just have
oh,
a salad.
Oh, unless you have other lunch plans. Maybe you're a middle of the day guy.
Oh, yeah. I bet she already is eating with her other boyfriend.
Oh, she's probably... Mm-hmm. She'll be too tired to hang out with him.
I'm just ready to go to bed.
Oh,
gosh. Oh, gosh.
Okay, so...
Tamales it is for me tonight.
Morning, middle of the day, night.
Hmm. I had to pick a time.
With somebody else.
Don't say that!
This is another one my kids won't be able to listen to.
Yes, they will.
I don't need the aid of medicine, Brandon, so I'm fine whenever.
What's medicine? He saying to you, Brandon? He gave away your secret.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, uh-huh.
Look.
And I have no way.
His face is so red.
No, because I have so many things I could say that would make it where Kelly's kids could never listen to this again. Or it'd bust out friends of mine.
Bust out who?
I'm just saying there's no way that I can prove that to you. But if there were. And I know a guy who tried to prove it to him. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a horrible story.
Who would ever be like, yeah.
You don't believe it? Watch this.
Okay, I never want you to do that.
It's ever. Dumb jock stories and stuff like that. Because I was such a jock.
That was a nickname in high school. Brandon the Jock.
Brandon the Jock.
Yes. All right, let's go. You got stuff to do. I don't know what you're going to do. Probably, I don't know.
I work all day.
You have stuff to do.
all day, all night.
I got stuff to do, team. I hope you guys have a great weekend. Don't forget, if you're listening to this before Saturday the 15th, Malik Monk at Bear Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.
Be fun.
See y'all Monday.